Yo, yo, we back for another show. Part two of our three-part mini-series for season two is finally here, boo. And we got a good-ass show in store for you today. We are chatting it up and had the chance to interview someone who's had not one, not two, not even three threesomes. I'm talking about a multitude, okay? We went to a good source for our source of information, boo. Just go on and grab your boobs and let's get to it. This episode is brought to you by House of Boobs, where we sell everything boob except your bra, your one-stop shop for all your boob accessories. Be sure to visit us at www.houseofboobs.com. That's HAUSOFBOOBS.com. What is going on, y'all? Y'all are tuned in with me once again. It's the one and only Boob Blogger Bae, formerly known as J Marie. How y'all doing? We are back for part two of this three-part mini-series. And it's a good show, y'all. I know it's going to be good. I just know it. Anywho, I got to tell y'all, and I got a vent for vagina vent this week. I don't know if it's the year. I don't know if it's just the atmosphere, but things are just falling in line for me. And I feel it, like I'm in this positive spirit, like this energy, this vibe. Like I'm really on one right now, y'all. Like when I tell you things are aligning, things are just like boom, boom, boom. It's like one after another. And it's not that I didn't put in the work for it. Let's be clear, okay? Like, I definitely put in the work for it. But when you start to see the fruits of your labor, it's just like, oh my God. So that's where I'm at this week. Like, I hope some of this rubs off on each and every one of you listening because it's awesome. It feels amazing. And I'm just, you know, I'm in a good mood. You know, everything's just flowing and growing. Okay. So now that we're going up. We got a lot going on. We got a lot coming. So yeah, we own the one way and that is up. All right. Now I got to jump into this good boob news report because it resonates with me deeply because, okay, let me just get into it. So Clarissa Shields won the world champion junior middleweight division championship. And she's a plant-based boxer. Like, your girl personally been on this journey for, it'll be 4 years now this October. And I have incorporated fish now. But other than that, I don't eat any meat. And to see someone who's on a plant-based diet achieve something like that, like, that's major. You know, that resonates with me. And not only is she breaking barriers, because she's the first woman fighter to win an undisputed championship in two weight classes at once. And she's an advocate for equal pay and gender equality. I mean, it don't get no better than that. Like, you're just going to be great all the way around. Like, you couldn't just be a little bit here, a little bit there. You had to be great all the way around. It's okay. It's all right, boo. Either way, we see you doing you, okay? And we are all for it. But, we got to get into FedEx because FedEx actually hired their first Black CEO, Ramona Hood, okay? Go ahead, Ramona, because I ship a lot of stuff through FedEx, okay? And now that I know you in charge, when I got an issue, I'm coming to you. No, I'm playing. I'm not one of those customers. However, don't let a package go missing. Please, Jesus. Anywho, back to Ramona Hood. She started working at the age of 19 with the company as a single mother. And she climbed her way up the ladder to the CEO. Look at that. Look at God. As a new CEO, She wants to implement new technologies that will make the shipment process better for customers in ways that we've not previously seen before. So hopefully that means you can drop ship some stuff right to my front door as soon as I order it. Get on that, Ramona. We got a lot of stuff moving around now. I need stuff on demand, okay? No, I'm playing. However, if you got that in the works, I'm all for FedEx, okay? She also wants to implement a program that will allow employees to work from home. I know y'all glad about that. Because when I was working from home permanently, honey, glory, glory. Ooh, all the days. Now I only get 2 days work from home. And honey, trust me, I cherish them 2 days faithfully. So for feminine favor, right? I have a topic, but I just feel like I need to put this out there for the people. Because it's come up, I ain't gonna say frequent, but kind of often, or at least in the circles that I run in. I've seen this a lot. So I just wanted to address it. Nothing bad, nothing bad. However, it is, you know, for your information, okay? Understand that when you are trying new things and you are exploring your sexuality, there's going to be some things you don't like. Just because you don't like them does not mean everybody else is not going to like them. Don't bash somebody else for what you didn't like because they do like it, okay? Like, you can't do that. That's not part of it. And also, don't be ashamed that you didn't like it. Like, stand in that. Like, I'm not going to do anything that I didn't like or that was painful to me because I'm not going to want to repeat that ever again. And I'm not about to do it. I'm just not. Mm-mm. Cut that short. Like, no, just no. I can't even give you a reason. Like, just no, I'm not. It brings me pain. Cut it out. Not going to do it. Try something else. Try a new move. That's just me. I don't like to be in pain because pain is not pleasure if I don't want it. Like, it's not. Mm-mm. It's unwanted pain is not pleasure to me. So, nah. But anywho, it's okay to not like everything. You're not going to. That's what it means to explore, is to find out what you do like, find out what you don't like. So, like, don't feel ashamed in that. Because I saw a post and she was trying to find the girl that asked the question or the scenario, gave the scenario, was trying to find validation in feeling the way she felt. And I want people to understand you don't need that. Like, that's with anything. But especially with your sexuality, like, don't question how you ultimately feel. You don't like it, you don't like it. There's no ifs, ands, or buts about it. No, no. Ain't no second guessing it. You don't like it. You know, if you want to decide to try it in a different manner with a different, you know, maybe different lubes or, you know, different toys or whatever, that's on you to figure out. Don't let anybody push you into that. Okay? I just had to get that off my chest today. All right. Now, the topic of today for Feminine Favor is body odor. Because I have a little bitty baby. Not a bitty baby. I do not have a bitty baby, y'all. I'm lying. I have a young man, and his body ought to be kicking, and he's my own child. And I know, walking around my job, I be smelling some of y'all. Walking around downtown, I be smelling some of y'all. So we're going to address today how to get rid of body odors, because guess what's coming? Summer, okay? And I ain't got time for musty balls or musty titties or musty arms, okay? Learn to wash. So we're going to cover a few steps to get you ready, okay? Like, I'm talking summer ready. Mm-hmm. So if you do have body odor and you understand that your hygiene is poor, then, honey, you already know what you need to do. You're just choosing not to do it. At that point, like, shower often. Use antibacterial soap. When you get out of the shower, dry completely off. Make sure your clothes are clean. Just little stuff like that. That will improve your body odor tremendously. And if it's not your hygiene, if it's not something you can wash away with soap and really get sparkly spiggity spiggity lean, then you need to change your diet because it's the way you're eating. So what you're putting into your body is saying, hey, we don't agree with this. And the way to let you know that is to give off a smell, okay? So you need to change your diet if it's not related to hygiene, all right? Keep that in mind. Summer 21, we too grown now to still be stinking, okay? Get it together. Now, I do have a good one for you for relations and situations today. Now, I found this article scrolling through Facebook. Y'all know me. I need a break sometime from looking at numbers and looking at the computer screen. So I scrolled through Facebook and I happened to find this article. And it's an article that was in Ebony. And the title says, True Life. I waited until marriage and my husband doesn't satisfy me. That's the title. That's just the title. So in the article, the writer of the scenario or the confession, that's what it's called. It's a confession. They do have that on there. So she waited until almost 27 years old to have sex. She waited until marriage. And she initially thought her friends were very free and fluid in school. You know, while she holding on to it, they in college, being a college student. However, she was, you know, reserved and closed off because she was saving herself for marriage. Well, now that she's well in her marriage, she's unsatisfied. And her husband wasn't initially susceptible to bringing in toys and all that extra into the bedroom, which if you ain't with that, we ain't gonna get along. We are not going to get along. I'm just telling you off gate. That's number one for me. Then she even went as far as to plan vacations. They did costume play. They did role play. And nothing worked. And that's where I would be like, okay, now y'all just are not sexually compatible. However, they haven't went to see a person like me. So here she is a year later. She's still not satisfied. And now she's asking for help. And in the article, yes, she did express that she does masturbate. Now, she did express that she didn't before or prior to, but she does now. So that was going to be my starting point until I got to that point in the article. But I'm glad that she's now doing that because that's like major, like that's key to having a successful sex life is to masturbate. And I'll say it before, say it again. I'm going to say it again on another episode. If you want to do something to somebody else or you want it done to you, try it on yourself first. Like, get it. Like, you are your own trial run. That's what it is. Yes. And you should be your own best lover. Because before I'm going to tell you what to do, I'm going to try it on me so I know exactly how to tell you to get there, okay? I ain't got time for that extra. I'm going to tell you exactly how to get there because I already traveled there myself. Point blank, period. Okay? Now, what I don't get is that they've tried everything. I mean, they went vacations. She done costume play. They've done role play. And none of that seems to be working. So it's almost like she's putting so much pressure on it that the pressure surrounding having great sex in general is what's fogging the mood, I guess. Or, you know, like, okay, she's putting so much thought into it because she wants this big moment to happen that she's just not letting it flow naturally. So that could be happening. Or like I said before, they just could not be sexually compatible. And unfortunately, she waited until after they were married to find that out. And I said it, I think this was on like the second episode of season one, but I'm not one to wait. I'm going to test drive the car before I buy it. I am every time. I'm sorry. I'm not going to say I do without. Mm-mm. I need to know in every area we are each other's equal. And that includes my sex life. Like, how I'm going to leave that out? Like, that's important to me. Like, so yes, we're going to go through everything. Like, I need to know before I say I do that you're going to hold me down in every single area. Because I'm a know that I got you. But I need to know that you got me too. So yeah, like, you can't leave out sex. Like, people, no, just no. So Honey Boo Boo, sad to say, y'all are just not sexually compatible. Or maybe, you know, just relax, let it happen naturally. If that don't work, I don't know. Y'all gonna have to open some things up, explore sex with other people, because you just need more experience. I wish you wouldn't have waited, because then you would know exactly what to do. Don't be in this situation, ladies. Don't be. Now, if you do choose to wait until marriage, I'm not saying that's a bad thing. That is totally your decision. I'm just saying, for me, I'm not waiting, and I never will. Okay? All right. Just putting that out there. Do we got a treat for you today? Okay? So our Let's Talk topic, we got a threesome sexpert coming on here today, y'all. When I tell you she ain't had not one, not two, not three, not four, not five, she has a multitude of threesomes. Okay? On the regular, on the daily, like, she prefers them over coupled sex. So I went to the right source to get my information, okay? I don't know about y'all, but I'm just let's get into it. Let's go on and have her come on. Oh, you don't have to call that look for me. I appreciate the effort, but it's just me.
Okay.
But I do definitely want to thank you for coming out and chilling with Boob Nation today, because your expertise is needed. Because I'm definitely trying to set up a threesome for myself and my relationship. But, you know, being that you don't already had experience in this area, I need a little expertise from you and my good sis on here, KB. You know, your girl is struggling a little bit. I'm definitely struggling. I'm going to start off.
Yeah.
How do you define a threesome? Like, what is a threesome to you by your standards? What do you define a threesome as?
To me, a threesome is three people engaging in the same sexual scene.
Okay. Okay. So, like, that's three people. Don't matter the gender, don't matter what you got going on. As long as it's three people engaging together, it's a threesome.
Yeah.
Okay. We here. We one in the same, because I'm the same way. Sissy, I don't know. Do you on the same wavelength? We all here?
I don't know. Like, for me, a threesome is when all three people are somewhat connected or interacting.
Mm-hmm.
But then, I also feel like sometimes you can have a third party present, but that doesn't make it a threesome. So let's say I'm with my guy and we have a female. Me and the female are interacting, but my guy is there. I mean, he may be beating off or something, but he's not even interacting with Shorty at all. That's like, as far as touching her.
Okay. We have a
threesome. He was just there. Like, it was just me and her. So
he was like observing.
Exactly. So I feel like the threesome part is when everybody is kind of like even if he would have just ate her pussy or something. Okay, now we have one. He connected with her some kind of way. Now we're having a threesome.
Okay. I got you. All right. I think
I agree.
I'm there. Okay. So we all on the same wavelength that you have to have three people engaging in order for it to be a threesome. Because listen, I asked the people, y'all, and I got back some responses that said, even if it had to be two women and a man, then I got back some responses that said, even if it was two women and the two women are engaged, but the man isn't engaged, it's a threesome. Then I got back some responses that said, you know, as long as three people were present, it was a threesome. And I was like, no, I can't agree with all that. Like, you have to be engaged. You know, in order to call it a threesome, all three people have to be engaged sexually to say it was a legit, honest threesome in my book.
Oh, yeah, for shiggity. I'm with that. Yeah. Because even if, and it doesn't matter the gender, because if all three women are together and we all like in this little train of pussy in, then hey, that's what the hell we doing. We threesome it up.
Yeah.
Like, that's what we doing.
I've had one of those before too. It's definitely a threesome.
Okay. Okay.
Definitely. All right. Talk to us. I want to hear about you.
All right. So listen. Since we're getting on the subject of you, how did you go about setting up your very first threesome? Like, how did it go down for you?
Okay. So, like, I had my very first threesome at 18, and I did not set it up. Actually, a good portion of the threesomes I've ever been in, I, in fact, did not set up. I was one of the parties knew that I was down, so I was always like, hey, I need you for this threesome, and I'm like, okay. So the very first threesome I ever had, I was like, I was in love with both of them, but they were dating each other. For his birthday, it went down for the first time. Uh-huh. But that was my very first threesome.
Okay.
Me and her had the same birthday, and his birthday is the same month. We're all Tauruses. So
then my last question is... Right, so then my next question is, so since you were in love with the both of them, was it like in love with them as a couple, or was it in love with them each on a separate level and just brought it together full circle?
It was definitely separate. So me and him went to high school together, and I had feelings for him like all throughout high school. And she was at the time, my cousin boyfriend, she was his sister, but we all were hanging out. So me and her were friends that were, because like, you know, I was like coming out and I wasn't like super into women. Like I liked women, but I wasn't physical with women just yet. Because she was the first girl that I've ever been with. Like that threesome kicked all of it off for me.
Okay.
In that threesome, that was the first time I ever ate pussy. It was the first time I ever ate both at the same time. It was my very first. We did everything. And that was like the first time I ever did anything like that.
So it was a whole new
experience. Being in love with the both of them.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then right kind of afterwards, she like started crying and they started arguing. So I'm just like, I don't know where my panties are. I need to make my way out of here because now it's getting real. And I mean, like, we're all good friends, like, now. But it was like, you know, when there's feelings involved, it's just, it gets complicated sometimes.
Absolutely. I definitely agree.
For sure.
Go ahead, Sissy.
I said, nah, for sure. And then I wonder what it sounds like, because the only time, because I've had a similar experience like that. It's a we ain't get all like that. But we were about to. And the people that were there, I was cool with him because that was my homegirl's man. And so, you know, he's cool. I didn't ever look at him like that. You know, my homegirl man. But we had a vibe. We were chilling. It was cool. You know what I mean? But then once we was about to do what we do and we do it. Once we was about to do whatever we was about to do.
Yeah. Like.
She had a moment and she just kind of broke. She started crying and got upset with him. They got into an argument. And I'm like, same, kind of like how you did, Lamont. Like, I'm just like, okay. So I'm going to just exit stage left. I don't know what's going on here. And then come to find out, you know, they had some issues in their own shit. Not saying this is the same situation as yours, but it was just, it's similar, like that couple dynamic. I don't know if they didn't have a strong foundation or what, but it was just like, it was like both of them were feeling me, but then they were mad. Mm-hmm. They were mad that each other was feeling me as much as the other one was. It was really weird. Really.
Okay. So see, y'all are bonding and agreeing.
Yeah. Like,
I need an explanation because I'm trying to avoid this situation here.
Like, I kind of date kind of like poly, kind of like open relationships. Mm-hmm. So being in serious triad relationships, if the foundation is not solid, that third person is going to make it crack. And it's going to happen every single time. Because it's like, because when it comes to like situations where there's multiple people involved, like everybody's relationship has to, like every situation is different. Uh-huh. Like, you can't treat it the same. And you have to communicate those desires and those needs so the person that you're with can understand, instead of feeling like they have to compete with it. And so, so like, in those moments where they kind of have a breakdown, it's like somebody wasn't being real about how they felt, because if you are uncomfortable, something is going to happen that's your, like, because everything goes in those kind of situations.
Yeah.
Like, everybody wants to do and act on those feelings, and you have to let people, like, you have to be okay with it, because if you're not, whatever you're not okay with is going to happen, and then you're going to have that moment. I've personally never had one before, but I've seen it a lot.
So, in your situation, would you say that the whole threesome part of it, would you say it was well orchestrated? Like, was everybody satisfied with the outcome at the end of it?
But with me and the two guys?
Yes.
Or just, like, in general?
Like, in general, like, when you...
Yeah, most of the...
Mm-hmm.
Like, so with me, well, like I said, like I've had a lot of threesomes, so when I'm entering in, like, a threesome situation, I always try to, like, gauge the woman. Like, I really talk to her, like, are you okay? Like, how do you feel? Like, back in my, like, thoughtier days when it was, like, me and, like, the dude was, like, my homeboy, I didn't be like, oh, what's going on with y'all? Because, you know, a nigga is going to try to get the threesome cracking however he's going to. Right. So I got to, like, get in that vibe, too. Like, let her know that I'm cool. Like, what do you like? What do you not like? So I can make sure, first of all, to keep whatever that nigga is, keep him in check, because niggas get crazy.
Yes,
like,
they
look,
do.
If she gonna agree to the threesome, you need to do it the way she wanna do it, or we not gonna be able to get it done.
Right.
So I'm like a real good team player in that. Let's get this thing happening. But also, like, if, like, I'm, like, I've had enough to know ahead of time, like, if she's not feeling it, I'm not doing it.
Gotcha.
It's been like the situations where the things end up breaking down. Like, I don't like being in that situation. Like, I'm covered in everybody's nut. We ate everybody's ass. There's toys all over the place. It's like, I don't want to be listening to y'all argue right now. Like, I want to cuddle. I want to go to sleep. I'm about to take a shower. Like, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So ahead of time, like, I need to know ahead of time if we're doing this. If this is where we need to go. Because if we're going to kick it, we could just kick it too. But if we're going to have a threesome where we're going to have sex, mm-hmm. we need to make sure that mentally everybody is
there. Yeah, I definitely agree with that.
That's personally how I go about it.
Okay.
So
in your experience, do you prefer threesomes over coupled sex?
I do now. Yes.
Okay.
Like I'm in a relationship, so he's cool, but
mm-hmm.
I don't like having sex with just a man is not really that exciting. Having sex with women is exciting because mm-hmm. I feel like there's a lot you can do with another woman as a woman.
Mm-hmm.
But other than that, then yeah, like group sex situations are more fun for me.
Okay. Sissy, did you have anything to add?
Well, with that, is it more like, because I heard you. You said, with women it's cool, but if I'm just fucking a dude, I need that female there. Is it more that you're more attracted to a female? You have one? Okay, I fuck with it.
Yeah.
So, like, the relationship that you're in right now, are y'all open to just having a permanent third? So, yeah, which you can have that threesome.
Mm-hmm.
We definitely want to have a third. We started out in a triad. We had he was with our ex, and then I was, and then we dated together, and then mm-hmm. we kind of all broke up, just life, you know. Yeah. But yeah, we do, and me and him both date women, like, outside of each other too, like currently.
Okay, so do you consider your relationship open?
Yeah, so we do all that.
Okay, so how did you,
like, we're trying to be more poly, but uh-huh. we are.
Okay. So how did you guys approach that openness or that polyamorous phase in your relationship? Like, did you because you started off as a triad and then moved to just you two in a dynamic, was it always, you know, under the understanding that, hey, this is always an open relationship, it's just us two at the moment? Or was it, hey, we're going to go to just us two and then revisit this poly thing later down the line?
Like a trial and error kind of thing.
Right, right, right.
Yeah, no, we, like, our relationship is okay now, but honestly, the relation part, the relationship was more of the trial and error than the open part. Because that's, like, one of the things that kind of bonded us the most was that we both agree we did not want to be monogamous. Okay. Like, if that's what you want, I can't do that. We're like, no, we don't want that. Okay, cool. So everything else in the relationship is like what we had to work on. So that was always one of our things, was to be open. And poly is like the second that we try, that we're trying to work into what we have. Because we've dated like a couple women together too. Mm-hmm. But normally it's like the woman is more attracted to me, she's not really attracted to him, and vice versa. Like, if she likes him more, she's not gonna like me so much.
Gotcha.
So we date separately just because it's easier, but we definitely prefer to have someone that equally wants to date us both.
Gotcha.
Okay, so my question then is, how do you approach the situation if you guys meet someone that's more into one of you and not both of you, but you were looking for someone that's into both of you?
Everything happens the way it's supposed to.
Mm-hmm.
If somebody starts off trying to talk to us and, you know, like, and we both like them, but they just naturally gravitate to one over the other.
Mm-hmm.
If that person is cool enough, like, we can still like date them. Like if she likes him more, he can still date her without me. Like, that's not a problem.
Mm-hmm.
So we have had, and so situations that normally be causing problems is because the person that we're dating is not used to the communication being open. Because mm-hmm. you can't try to fuck my nigga behind my back.
Thanks.
You can't do that. Now right. You can be like, so you can say, you know what? Like, I'm more attracted to Jay than I am to Susie or Kelly. I go by both. So like, we can, and so if she expresses that, we can mm-hmm. make that shift and that adjustment, and she can date just him. That's not a problem. She was honest. She was open.
Mm-hmm.
And as far as I'm concerned, at least she tried. And it's like, you know what? I'm not really feeling you like that. Like, me and her can be cool, all that. There's just a way to do it. But you can't try to finesse my nigga from me. You know, mm-hmm. like, you can't try to move into my spot. Like, that you can't do that.
Yeah.
But I like that foundation.
Like, that's happened before. And,
mm-hmm.
you know, and other women, yeah. And we, like, kind of try to date couples, too. So we're, like, open to all the dynamics. And just mm-hmm. talking to, like, other women who date other couples, too. It's just like, you know, sometimes like single women get out of pocket with their freedom in the situation.
Yes.
Mm.
And it's like, you have to respect the relationship that you're in. Like, just because you're not dating me, like, you're still, like, this is a dating relationship that all three of us are in, regardless whether you and I are dealing with each other or not. And you need to respect that. And so that's kind of like where the adjustment is mm-hmm. when it comes to that.
Okay.
Like, it's like, now that it's becoming more like open and known, people are more curious to try it, but they need to learn how to go about it.
How to balance the dynamic. Yeah. I get that.
Yeah.
Okay.
Right. Yeah.
Then my next question would be, what's something that you love about like involving two people at once in a sexual activity, like over just you and another person? Like, what is it about two people on you at once versus one person on you that just drives you up the wall?
I'm a pleaser.
Uh-huh.
So it's kind of like a challenge.
Okay.
Like, how many times can I make everybody come? Like, how can I make, like since all of us have decided to come together in this intimate moment,
mm-hmm.
what can I do to make this moment stick out more than the other one? Like, how can I make this, like, what can I do to make this lit as possible? Like, that's my mindset going into a threesome.
Yes.
And it's like having sex with a woman, I feel like that. Like I love everything about women. So mm-hmm. going into a woman, like I'm already there, but like before, like you could say like my lifestyle changed now. Like when I was dating mostly men, mm-hmm. like my sex life was so boring. Cause it's like when a man's never fucked you before, like the first couple of times is gonna be lit. But after mm-hmm. he used to it, y'all start doing y'all thing. It's become serious. It's become casual. Like, it just gets all, like, and then it takes from it. Yeah. And then you hate him, but you still having sex with him. And they kind of change it. And it's like, I can't like him as much, or I like him too much, or he. It's just always, like, it, like, the sex part always gets
complicated.
It gets, like, fuddled in the wayside when it comes to just dealing with a nigga one-on-one. Because you can't, because it's never just that after a while with a man, especially when sex is involved. And so, you know, in my prior life, I was getting so bored with it. So I was, like, I didn't realize how unfulfilled I was until I, like, figured out what it was that I actually wanted and started fucking like that.
Okay. Okay.
So you definitely had to be self-aware and in tune with your star fucking player is what it sounds.
Right. Facts. Big facts.
Yeah. 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 Because, you know, like, I've fucked a few frogs. So...
You gotta do that to get to your prince sometimes. Definitely. So going back to your first experience, when you put everything full circle and you set everything up, was your first experience with people you knew and you trusted, or was it with people you didn't know and you just was like, hey, I want to go into this blindly so I can experience this, you know, raw and with just like blind emotion?
Both, but certain situations made me lean into one over the other.
Okay.
Like, cause like my very first threesome, I knew both people involved. Mm-hmm. But I've had threesomes where, I've never had a threesome where I didn't know both people. The most threesomes I've ever had, if I want to say all, like I knew at least one of the people. Mm-hmm. Like I was doing it for one of the people, or I knew one of the people first. And then another good portion of it, like, it was a couple, like, I knew the couple before mm-hmm. I messed with them.
Gotcha, okay.
Or in the couple, of course, like, with the reason I had with my boyfriend, like, we were together and then we were dating somebody else. So, mm-hmm. yeah, I hope that answers the question.
Yeah, it does. It definitely does, yeah. Mm-hmm. That's exactly what I wanted to know. Okay. Sissy, you have anything else?
Yeah.
No, I just think you're gorgeous.
Oh my God, thank you. I really wanted to put on makeup and stuff, but I thought that I had like another hour. I'm like, it's 2:00 right now. I'm like, is she an hour ahead? And I just didn't pay attention to that.
It's so fine, because like I said, I didn't pay attention either. And you do not have to put on makeup or nothing for us. Like, child, no, we love the natural.
Right, I'm gonna say this is what we do.
Yes. But, you know, to leave us on a good note,
thank you.
What advice would you have for a couple or for someone looking to start or get into that lifestyle of being either polyamorous or setting up that first threesome? What is like a key advice you would give somebody?
Know what you want. Know what your partner wants. You have to be real. You have to be open and you have to communicate, because like, for sure. Not for the sake of you or the person that you're with, but for the other person. Mm-hmm. Because don't put nobody in your shit. Don't do that. Because that's embarrassing. It's humiliating. And because just like we have situations where the girl ended up crying, in mm-hmm. that moment, she knew that that whatever she found out in that moment, that was the moment she found it out in. And don't mm-hmm. nobody need to be there for that.
Yeah.
So be honest and real and open about what you want to do. Do you want to, like, I love watching my nigga fuck other women. I love physically watching him do that. If you cannot watch him do that, then you need to tell him what you can't watch him do, mm-hmm. why you can't watch him do it, what you, like, tell him what you want done. Like, talk about all of it. Because whatever you don't want to happen, I guarantee you it's going to happen.
Right.
If you don't say what's on your heart, say that shit.
Say facts,
from your chest. Talk.
You better drop them gems.
That is mine.
Right.
Because after you get it out there, everything else is debatable. After that, you can accommodate. You can adjust. You can t- take baby steps. You can figure it out. But if you're not honest, that's going to bite you in the ass.
For sure.
Communicate.
I mean, it makes sense.
Yes, it does. And as always, like we say, communication is key. Okay?
Always.
Always. But we definitely want to thank you for stopping through and dropping gems today, because you helped the people out. You helped your girl out. Listen, because I'm trying to set this threesome up. Like, 2021, it's going down.
I bet you. Look, I bet you. If you don't videotape it, it ain't happen.
It's right.
Look, no face, no case. So yeah, we definitely
are a lot of fun.
We're gonna get this popping. So we definitely want to thank you for stopping through and chilling with Boob Nation today, dropping your experience, dropping your knowledge on threesomes. Because we appreciate you, Boo.
We do.
Thanks. But we're gonna
go ahead and get out of here. But before we go, let the people know where they can find you at if they want to hit you up.
Please.
Well, my name is Kelly Trenae on my social media, but it's Q-U-E-L-L-E-I. That's how you spell Kelly.
All right. And we're going to hit you
up. That's
my
Snapchat, too.
Is it your Snap? I know I got you on Facebook, but I don't know if it's your Snap. But
look,
I got to add you on there.
I'm about to social media stop you because I think you're gorgeous.
Yeah, my name is... Oh, thanks. I'm like regular, so I'm not popular. I'm not viral or nothing. So
listen, well, we're going to make you viral, okay? Because you was dropping gems this episode. You helped the people out, okay? But we're going to go ahead and get out of this thing. We're going to call it a day on this nice Easter Sunday. Let y'all get back to your afternoon.
And we just
really appreciate you. So thank you. Thank you. Always thank you for stopping through and dropping gems with Boob Nation. Peace out, y'all.
Bye.